Radio.
Gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time on Mission Prospect. We're so excited about you being with us today, and we're thanking God for you. But before we get started, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise through His Son, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw will be up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, give you a few announcements. Hey, 347 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. I know you've been tweeting out all day. You need to tweet out that number. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here, I am convinced that everybody on the planet needs prayer today, ladies and gentlemen. It's always been so, but definitely today. Everybody needs prayer.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen.
So, yeah, we got that number, ladies and gentlemen. You never know who's going to be blessed by the words from Bishop and Doc today. 347-843-4559. The word must go forth. Prayer must go forth. Fasting must go forth in Jesus' name. 347-843-4559. Also, too, Lady Joe will be opening up the lines a little later on, too, as well. We don't want to miss anybody. If you have a comment or a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. Put star one, and that'll put you in queue, and we'll open up the lines a little later on. Also, to our scripture, ladies and gentlemen, for tonight, nothing but the word, ladies and gentlemen, the word is always going to be with us. Praise God. It's going to be 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. I want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter, 1 John 5, when you get time. We're going to be reading a portion of that in a few seconds here, 1 John 5, 13 through 15. So we thank God for the word. Thank God for this day. Thank God for being alive. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. 1 John chapter 5, 13 through. This is a powerful word today. Amen. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. Amen. That is sealed, ladies and gentlemen. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. We better stop for the cause right there. Thank you so much for that, Father. Yeah. Amen. Powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. 1 John chapter 5, and the last verse is 15, ladies and gentlemen. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, just read for you. 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. I want to give the Lord another hand clap of praise for his powerful, powerful word. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, as we get started on prayer time, if you're just joining us, it's prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, his wonderful wife. And we're going to open up with Dr. Crenshaw today. If you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the woman of God. Thank you so much, Doc, for being with us today. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God tonight for another day, another time of coming together in prayer. And we first want to just say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we make a choice just to rejoice and inspire what we've gone through, in spite of what we've experienced. We just want to say we thank you, God, because you said, we understand, God, that praise is the weapon. So we bless you tonight. We praise you. We give you glory. We lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you took us through another day, a day, God, that, praise God, without hurt, harm, and danger. We just want to say we praise you and we magnify your name tonight. And God, as the scripture has been read tonight, God, if we touch and agree on anything, God, is going to be done. It shall come to pass. So tonight, God, as we begin to release this word and we begin to release the word of God and as we begin to release prayer into the atmosphere, God, we declare in the word of the Lord in Psalm 68, let God arise. Let this enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away as wax melted before the fire. God, let every wicked thing, God, let it be dismantled, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare tonight that you would cover families, God. Cover our home, God. Cover our children, God. No harm shall come to our dwelling in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that blessings shall overtake us, God. Oh, you said in your word, God, if we would do according, oh God, to the word of the Lord, God, that we would be blessed coming in the city and out of the city, Father. And we thank you tonight for blessings, increase, and overflow. Flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God, that our seed is blessed. Our seed is blessed. Every listener that's on this phone tonight, God, their seed is blessed. And every demonic spirit that have come to kill, steal, and destroy, we send it back to the sender tonight. in the name of Jesus. And we decree the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over our households, over our families, over our children, in the name of Jesus, God, that everywhere our feet shall trod, everywhere our feet shall trod, God, we shall take apostolic authority over the enemy. God, we thank you right now, God, that your spirit is moving in the earth and the atmosphere. It's dismantling every attack that the enemy has sent out, praise God, every plan that he has sent out against the body of Christ, against ministries, against churches, against pastors, against families. In the name of Jesus, it shall not be so, God. But we release victory in the atmosphere. We release your word into the atmosphere. Let your angels, oh God, cover us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for pastors, oh God. We pray for leaders tonight, God, that you would give them divine wisdom in this evil time and hour. Oh God, how to cover your people, how to counsel your people, God, and release the word of the Lord in the atmosphere. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're blessing every ministry, God, canceling the assignment of debt, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak overflow, increase, God, and more than enough to sustain the body of Christ. We bless you tonight, oh God. We pray against the spirit of confusion, the demonic spirit of confusion and deception, oh God, that's hitting our land, Father. But Father, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that thou hast given us a sound mind. Oh, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power. Love and of power. Love and of power and a sound mind tonight, Father. So we thank you in the name of Jesus for a sound mind. We thank you for a sound mind. Thank you for a sound mind. A sound mind in the name of Jesus, Father, that we can hear your voice. We can clearly hear your voice, that we understand what you're saying, God, that we will be wise in this season, God. So, God, release the wisdom of God upon your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Let us not be weary and well-doing, for we shall weep if we just don't faint, God. And, Father, we decree and declare the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the government, God. We pray for the president, God. We pray for the vice president, God. We pray for every senator and representative, God. In the name of Jesus, God, release the angelic host, God, in the name of Jesus, upon the governmental system, Father, that it will release favor upon the body of Christ. And Father, you would give them, oh God, the stamina, oh God, to do that which is righteous in the sight of God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight that we're covered. We're covered in spite of what goes on in the government, in spite of what goes on in the world, in spite of the chaos, oh God. Your saints are covered. The body of Christ is covered. And God, we ask you tonight to give us wisdom, God, that we may prepare ourselves for the end time. Oh God, awaken us, Father. Awaken us as never before. Awaken the people, oh God. Some that are slumbering and they're sleeping. Wake up the body of Christ. Wake us up to another level. Wake us up to another reality. That it's time to seek you and fast and pray as never before, God. Make us ready for this end time. Oh, God, urge us into a great revival. Urge us into a great revival. Urge us into a great revival. In the name of Jesus, give us a mind to seek you, God. Pull us out of the flesh. Pull us out of carnality. Open us up into another realm. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Pull us, God, into another realm, God. The third realm of heaven where the anointing rests beyond the veil, God. Take us there, God. Take us there, God. Take us there, God. Out of our flesh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify your name tonight. Tonight, God. We give you honor tonight, God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray against the spirit of murder. Oh, physical murder, God. Spiritual murder, God. Oh, God, we pray against that spirit, God. The tongue, oh, God. Dismantle, oh, God, the spirit of division. Let it be canceled among the body of Christ. Help us to come together as never before. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the murder in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. Run that little more higher. Protect your people, God. Protect us, God. Oh, God, put us in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. Hide us beyond the veil. Help us to be sensitive to the move of the Spirit. Oh, God, and not the desires of the flesh. God, we speak revival. We call for revival. In the name of Jesus, in spite of what's going on, in spite of COVID-19, in spite of the things that are transpiring in the earth, Lord, let there yet be a mighty gathering. Let there be an explosion on Facebook. Let there be an explosion in the church house, God. Let there be an explosion on the internet, God, of your holy word. Let not, oh God, this thing that have come to dismantle and separate the body, that we will not be able to gather, we cancel that spirit, that the anointing and the power of God will penetrate anywhere. And Father, in the name of Jesus, release warring angels over Facebook. Warring angels, God. Warring angels, God. Redirect the traffic. Heat up out of the fire. Away from that which is, oh God, disturbing and evil and deceptive. Redirect the traffic. Heat up out of the hole. That that which is godly and holy and inspirational for the people of God, oh my God, release your angels over faithful God and dismantle the foolishness. Oh God, hide it from the view of the weak ones. Hide it, from the war, my God, from the eye of the weary, in the name of Jesus, and let the prophetic word of God. Oh God, take over the internet. Take over Facebook. Woman, your angels, oh God, take charge. Take charge of the media. Take charge, God. Release your angels now. We thank you tonight, Father. We thank you tonight, God, for restoration. We speak restoration. We speak restoration. Restore. Everything that the enemy has stolen is coming back, God. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just, God. We thank you that creative wealth is happening now. Why am I seeing the creative wealth? Eat up all time. There are treasures and darkness and folly leading us to those places where the treasures are. In the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. As we release this word, as we release this prayer, wonder higher into the atmosphere, the glory of the God, the glory, the Messiah, be released, oh God, in the homes of everybody that's listening. The glory of God, let it be released now. Let it be released now. God's glory over that property. And dismantle every plan of the enemy. Take it back to the sender, to the pit of hell. And is canceled in the name of Jesus. He never know no weapon formed against your people. It shall not, cannot, and will not ever prosper. One day they may be formed, but it cannot prosper. So we thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory in Christ Jesus our Lord. On the way this year, that name is a strong tower. And the righteous run their in and they're safe. We're safe tonight, Jesus. We decree safety. We decree victory. We're safe. We're safe inside of the arms of Jesus. Hear our mark on everything that our hands touch according to the word of the Lord. It is blessed right now. And everywhere our feet shall trod, we shall take authority on that territory. We thank you on our jobs. In the workplace, God, take authority, God. Every cooked up plan against the enemy is being turned back to the sender. People are blessed on their jobs. Promotion coming, saith the Lord. Not from the north, south, east, or west, but it's coming from the Lord. Your time and your season is here right now, saith the Lord. Your time and your season is here right now, saith the Lord. This is the time to begin to praise Him. This is the time to begin to worship Him. This is the time to begin to magnify Him and just thank Him for what you don't see. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things that are not seen is happening right now, saith the Lord. Rabba Katiro Rosaya, it's happening right now, saith the Lord. When nothing is happening, something is happening. It's when nothing seems like it's happening, something is happening, saith the Lord. He's behind the veil. What did it have, Oshaya? He put you into it. He wants you to enter in, into that place beyond the veil, just to be with Him and commune with Him. For the glory of the Lord rest upon us now. The glory of the Lord rest in your household now. The glory of the Lord rest upon your children and they're forever protected. The glory of the Lord rest upon your finances. Increase, overflowing more than enough, saith the Lord. Hiramak is coming to your house, saith the Lord. Latter days shall be greater than the former, saith God. Your latter days shall be greater than the former. Trust me. Trust me. I am the Lord. Your God forever. Shandarati Yokos. God, we thank you. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. As we leave this word and this prayer in the atmosphere, it will not return void. It shall accomplish that which you please and prosper in the things where you send it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You've been listening to the voice of Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we want to turn this over before we go to the phone line over to Bishop. Thank you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bishop, we thank you so much for being with us. Wanted to turn this portion of it over to you at this time. Bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that powerful prayer tonight by Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We praise God for the word. The word is fire, fire of God falling on the altars. We pray as we continue to hold fast to the promise of God. Jeremiah 29:11 said, and I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We thank God for God's promises in his word. As we continue to hold fast to the promises of God, and God will manifest them in our lives. Hold on to the word. Do not give up. Do not stop. Do not quit. Do not give in. Know that all things are working together for your good. As we continue to pray for the people of God, the body of Christ, the believers, we continue to pray as God saved to the utmost. We continue to pray as God manifests himself in the last and evil days, that the signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. And believe God and trust God and know God hears us as we continue to pray and seek and walk in his word. We continue to pray and believe God for the miracles are being manifested. Even now, as the sound has gone out, there has been a sound of going out of the word of God all over this world by the airways. The airways has been filled with the anointing and the presence of God. As we continue to hold fast, look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing all our help comes from Jesus. It all comes from him. It all comes to him. Be encouraged tonight. Do not quit, Lord, but know that God is working on your behalf. Know that God hears your prayers as we, as believers, as we pray for one another. Know that God is already doing the work. Know that God is already answering our prayers. And I continue to pray and encourage you tonight. Look to the hill from which cometh your help. Look and continue to pray for one another as we continue to pray in the word and believe God as he continues to manifest himself. God bless you tonight. Look for a miracle. Look in an expectation that God is opening the door for you and giving you an opportunity that you can have exactly what he says. Believe it, receive it, walk in it. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Thank God for that powerful prayer. As we continue to pray and fight the good fight of faith, the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, and know that God hears us when we pray. God bless you tonight. God bless you. We love you. Back to
you. Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. At this time, we're going to go to the phone line very quickly, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't want to miss anybody tonight, so thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. They prayed for us, ladies and gentlemen. They prayed for your family, prayed for our neighbors, our city, our county, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and all around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the lines. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and I'm going to mention only your last four digits. I just didn't want to miss you tonight. Make sure we get your prayer request or if you have a comment about tonight's program as well. 1799, you're on the air with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you.
Yes, yes, I am so excited tonight for Dr. Crenshaw as well as Bishop Crenshaw. And God bless you. God bless you, woman and man of God. I am wanting to thank the Lord for you, both of you, for that word that was on tonight. I wanted prayer for my health as well as employment and for my daughter, her salvation.
Amen. Amen. Bishop and Doc, your lines are open. God bless you.
Father, we thank you and we pray for tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're able, God, to open the door, the right door for employment, Father. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, for the word of the Lord is already decreed and declared. By the stripes of Jesus, we're already healed. So I thank you, God, for manifested healing in her life right now. And salvation for her daughter. Father, you died that all men, you wish that none should perish, but that all should become to have eternal life. So we thank you, Father, that you will begin to work on her mind. We decree and declare, God, that you will begin to visit her, even in her dreams, to bring Holy Ghost conviction, that she will have the desire to come to you, because no man could come unto the Father unless they're drawn by your Spirit. So, Father, we thank you, and we praise you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Know that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And wanted to give Bishop, I'll open up your line to see if you had any final words there. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. We praise God for the callers tonight as we pray for you and knowing that God has already heard your prayer and heard our prayer tonight. And we in expectation,
yes.
We expectation that God has already done the work, our expectation. So we give God thanks and we give God the glory. And you be blessed. God loves you. We do too.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. And I received that prayer from Bishop and Doc today, ladies and gentlemen. And we just thank God for the man and woman of God in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give them a round of applause in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, continue to lift up the man and woman of God and preach and teach the word of God all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. Please continue to do that. Also, those that have pastors that you know, of course, you better thank them. Thank them for helping you and keeping the word inside you and keeping the word before you through Bible study, through virtual, through church services that are meeting. So all of that. But thank your man and woman of God, ladies and gentlemen. You must thank them for staying steadfast in the word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are just excited about what God is doing. We thank God for you today. And we just want to leave you with this real quick. We're going to leave out with Tasha Cobb's Jesus Saves song. But I wanted to let you know that Jesus loves you, as Bishop said earlier, but always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Help us. Beautiful song by Tasha Cobb. Jesus saves, and that is a fact of life, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus does save. And thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. And before we leave you, we can't praise him enough, of course. We cannot praise God enough through Jesus Christ. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.